A very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We have been looking at the various attitudes and the various ways we ought to receive God's word.
我们已经探讨那不同方面的态度或者不同方面的途径，我们应当就是使用怎么样的来领受神的道。
And yesterday we saw how it is so important to receive God's word with humility.
那昨天我们就看到说，我们领受神的道，我们是应当谦卑啊，这是重要的。
Pride is really such a dangerous thing.
那高傲是一个很危险的一件事情。
This sense of self-importance.
那自以为自重啊，这样的一个念头。
This sense will cause many to be stubborn and rebellious towards God's word.
那这样的一个念头会使到许多人就是变成很顽固而且是对神的道就是以一个很叛逆的心来对待。
But we should always be humble towards God when we recognize who he is.
我们应当是谦卑自己如果特别是我们认识到说他是怎么样的一位。
And then we saw yesterday how we can receive the word of God with joy.
那昨天我们也看到说我们应当是怎么样的能够欢喜快乐的来领受神的道。
And that receiving with joy was even in the midst of affliction.
这样的一个领受神的道这样的一个喜乐也可能是正在就是磨难中。
Yet the word of God when you receive, it brings about such real joy that despite affliction, you can see the power of God's word.
这样的一个就是情况里面如果我们即使是有磨难的话，我们也仍然能够领就是充满着欢喜快乐。
But what we're going to consider this morning is now what happens if a person refuses to receive God's word.
那今天早上我们所要探讨的就是如果一个人他拒绝神的道的话呢会有什么样的后果呢？
What happens if a person chooses or he decides to rebel against God and his word?
那如果一个人选择就是他决定说要来与神的道来就是相违背会有什么事情发生？
And this is now what the book of Jeremiah is about.
那这就是耶利米书所告诉我们的。
Now the prophecy of Jeremiah was written by the prophet Jeremiah to the southern kingdom of Judah.
耶利米书是先知耶利米他写给这个南国犹大的。
By this time, the northern kingdom of Israel has already been destroyed by the Assyrians.
那你到这个时候。在北国就是北国这个以色列已经被叙利亚给被亚述给占领了。
And the reason for their destruction is because of their idolatry and their sin.
他们之所以被毁灭是因为他们击败偶像他们的罪恶。
Now when you see your brothers, the north, being destroyed because of their sinfulness, the south should have taken heed to this as a warning.
那如果你看到你的兄弟就是北国已经因为他们的罪恶而灭亡了，那南国你应当是谨慎才对。
But nevertheless, they were still steeped in sin and idolatry.
虽然是这样，他们仍然还是在那里就是敬拜偶像。
In a way, they were tempting God.
换句话说，他们就是在那里试探神。
They wanted to see how long can they continue indulging in sin before God judges them.
他们似乎是要看说，到底神就是能够忍受多久？如果他们继续这样的犯罪，神能够忍受多久才之后才来审判他们
？This is like how children at times like to test the boundaries.
那这也像一些孩子，他们有的时候就是想要探测看看说到底那个疆界在哪里。
When parents say, "Don't do this," you cannot do this.
当父母说不可做啊，这事你不能做。
Then they would try to see how close they can get before they incur the wrath of their parents.
那他们就尝试说到底他们能够走到什么样的一个境界呢，才会真的是惹他们父母的怒气。
So the prophecy of Jeremiah was now written to warn the children of Israel, or more specifically the nation of Judah, because of their sin.
那在这里就是耶利米的书，是他耶利米先知就是要来向犹大国提出这样的警告，因着他们的罪。
Now, if you read the book of Jeremiah, you will find that this book is a book of heavy word.
那如果你读这本书耶利米书，你会发觉到说这里就是非常，他的语气非常沉重。
And this kind of heavy word is necessary because of the stubbornness of the heart of the people.
这沉重的语气是必要的，因为那些人是那样的顽固。
And you will also find that Jeremiah will repeat various warnings and various indictments towards Judah over and over again.
那你发觉说，耶利米就是一再的重复重复那警戒，重复给他们一些的警告就是这样的一再的重复。
And the reason he has to repeat it is because of the stubbornness of the people.
那原因就正是因为这些人是很顽梗的。
You know, sometimes when you hear preachers maybe repeating a certain message, do not despise it.
有的时候你听到传道人就是好像是在重复已经传讲过的信息，那让我们不轻看这些。
There is a reason why the Lord moves a certain preacher or various preachers to repeat a same theme.
那这神之所以感动某一个传道人或者是一些传道人来重复那一些的主题，他是有他的用意的。
If we have listened and obeyed God's word, then these warnings do not have to be repeated.
如果我们已经听了我们也顺从神的这个神的道、神的教导的话，那这样的一些这个警戒就不需要重复了。
But if God's people continues to be stubborn, then such repetition of warnings isn't it necessary?
那如果神的子民继续的那样的顽固的话，那么这样的一些重复岂不是有必要吗
？So what we are going to see this morning now is how the people of God responded when the word of God is given to them.
那我们今早要来看的就是到底这些神的百姓是怎么样的当神的道赐给他们的时候他们是怎么样的来反应。
In verse 16 and 17, the Bible first tells us that there's the sounding of the alarm.
那在第十六、十七节圣经首先是告诉我们那响起的警钟。
If you read from verse 1 to verse 15, what you will read would be the description of Israel's sin.
那你在第一节到第五节，如果你去第十五节你去读的话，那里是在描述以色列的罪。
And God has prophesied in these few verses how there will be an enemy that will lay siege around them.
那神已经预言说将会有仇敌是怎么样的来围困他们。
And there's actually a picture that the Lord used where it is where Israel has surrounded themselves with sin, so now God will surround them with an enemy.
那这里神给他们这样看到这样的一个画面，当以色列让罪来包围他们的时候，那神就让他们的仇敌就包围着他们。
If you want to read through on your own, you would find the kind of sinfulness that Israel was engaging in.
那如果你读这段的经文，你就会发觉到说以色列人是是落入怎样的一些罪行。
And you just for example, you look at verse 13 of this chapter. The Bible says, "From the least of them even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness."
那在圣经第十三节这边说，因为他们从最小的到至大的都一味的贪婪。
They were all, both the least to the greatest, the poorest to the richest, they were all so greedy.
那他们每一个都 那样就是从最小到最大的最老到最少的都是非常的贪婪。
And the worst is at the last part of verse 13, the Bible says, the prophet even to the priest, they deal falsely.
那甚至最更糟糕的是圣经在这里说那就是说第十五节后半部说
十三节。
第十三节的后半部说从先知到祭司都行这虚谎。
What we see here is corruption and deception in the land.
我们看到的是在这地上的在这地的人他们是怎么样的腐败他们是怎么样的在那里行欺诈。
Now, if you have been to various countries that have corruption deep in its system, you know how destructive it can be.
那如果你去过一个国家他们真的是在他们的体系里面充满着一些的腐败的事情的话你会看到说这样的事情是有多大的危害。
In some, when I was serving as a missionary in Africa, this is one of the struggles that we faced.
那当我们在非洲那里服侍宣教的时候那这是我们所面对的一个挣扎。
There's corruption even among government officials.
甚至是政府官员里面也有一些贪污的事情。
And then there is a department to catch corruption.
那他们有一个部门就是来缉捕这些贪污的事件。
But there's also corruption in that department.
那缉捕贪污的人而这样的这个部门本身也有贪污的事情。
So it's very hard and it's so rampant, so widespread.
那实际是一个很困难的事情，而且这些都是很普及。
I remember when we wanted to apply for a registration of a Bible college.
我还记得当我们要申请说要注册一个神学院的时候。
We submitted the applications and we have been waiting when I was there at least for about 5 years already.
那我们就就是提成我们的申请。那我们当我在那里至少有5年我们就是在等。
But then after I left, the last I heard is they still have not got the registration.
当我离开的时候，我最后我听仍然听到说他们还没有得到这样的一个申请注册批下来。
I mean, this is ridiculous. You fulfill all the paperwork and all these things.But why you do not get your registration?
那这真的是非常糟糕的事情。如果你已经呈上了所需的这些文件，为什么却没有得到注册
？Then after that we hear, oh, they lost the papers and things like that.
之后我们就听到说他们把那些文件给遗失了。
But we understood all along, actually, they wanted something else.
那我们其实一直以来都知道说他们是想要一些东西。
But of course, as a Bible college, we cannot give bribes.
但身为神学院，我们不能够来行贿。
We also remember how we went to the immigration when we wanted to apply for student passes.
我们还记得我们去在移民厅，我们要来申请学生证。
Then we also face obstacle in that.
我们也面对一些的阻拦。
Then, you know, we were saying.Is it okay we can go for lunch and talk? Because a lunch time was about to come.
然后我们就问说
Can we go for lunch to talk?
就是我们可以不可以一起去用餐来谈谈。
Then after that he told us, I want lunch in an envelope.
他就说我要我的就是把我的午餐放在那信封里。
This is corruption, and when you find corruption in the land, it's so devastating.
那这就是他们的腐败。你发觉说，在那地方他们的腐败是这么样就是广泛。
But what if corruption is amongst the spiritual leaders?
那如果这些腐败的事情是在领袖属灵领袖。当中来发生又怎么样呢
？Because that's what the Bible says with regard to the priests and the prophets.
那这就是圣经所说的就是直到说那些先知还有祭司。
There were priests who could be bought.
那有这些祭司是可以就是可以用钱买通他们的。
There was a time in the nation of Israel, in the book of Malachi, you can see where the Bible describes how the priests, the Levites, they would not serve God for nothing.
那我们也看到说在圣经在以色列的某一个历史的某一个阶段就是在马拉基书所让我们看到的那甚至是这些祭司这些立位人他们都是接受一些的贿赂。
That means they would not serve God freely. They wanted to be paid for their service.
那他们不是免费的来服侍神，而是他们要领受一些的酬劳。
They refused to bring the sacrifices to the altar freely.
他们不愿意把那些献祭的祭物带到祭坛上，就不愿意免费的这么做。
This is the kind of corruption today that we are also seeing in the church.
那这也是我们今天在教会里面看到的腐败现象。
You know, in history, the Roman Catholic Church, when they insist upon indulgences, it is a form of deception and corruption.
那你知道说在罗马天主教里面，当他们就是强调说要买赎罪券这样的事情的时候，其实那也是。 一个方式的这个腐败。
This is what has happened to Israel.
那这正发生在以色列的身上。
And you know when the Bible says from the least to the greatest, they are all covetousness, it is very true.
那在这里圣经说，就是最小的到最大的，他们都意味着贪婪，这是真实的。
Do you think that the poor are those who are covetous, or is it the rich who are covetous?
你想是那最 最穷困的是贪婪还是那最富有的贪婪呢?
Who do you think is more covetous?
你想哪一些人是比较贪婪?
All of us know that it doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. Both have their own forms of covetousness.
我们都知道，不论你是多有钱，或者是多穷困，他们之间都有他们不同方式的那样的一个贪婪。
There was this person who was in the finance industry that I was talking to.
我有一位朋友，他是在这个金融界，就是工作的，我跟他谈论。
And he says that he has interactions with people, especially when it comes to do with money.
那他说他就是有机会与人来沟通，特别是关系到钱财。
And you will find what he says that you'll find that it is the same. The poorer or the richer one, it doesn't matter.
那他就说，是一样的，无论是那比较穷的，或者是那些比较有钱的，我都一样。
They have different reasons.
他们有不同的理由。
The poor may say that, oh, I just want enough to maybe have a more stable and secure life.
那比较穷的就说，我们。 我只想说，能够有一个有保障的生活。But
it often does not stop there.
那往往都不会停留在那里。For
the richer one, they may have a certain goal, a certain ambition where they say that this is my target.
那些比较有钱财的，他们就可能会说，他们有这样的一个理想，这样的一个目标，来进行。
But again, it does not stop with what they have achieved.
那同样的，他们也不会停到停留在他们已经得到的。
Now, when you see all these things, this kind of sinfulness and this kind of covetousness, what then should you do?
然后你看到这些的罪恶，这些的贪婪，你应当做什么呢？
The Bible issues this warning.
那圣经就发出这样的一个警告。
In verse 16, the Bible says, Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein.
那圣经在第16节就说，耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，那是善道，那是善道，便行在其中。
And here, if you walk in it, you will find rest for your souls.
而在这里，如果你 走在其上呢，你就会得到心里的安息。
Now these old paths sometimes is used to describe a path that is well walked upon.
那这古道啊，有的时候是用来描述说啊，一个就是许多人已经行过的这条道路。
It's a path that is commonly taken.
那这个是一般人会使用的通道。
But this is the old paths, which is also the good path. So it's a commonly taken good path.
那这不单是个古道，而且它是个善道。那也就是说，已经是许多人常用的一个好的道路。
There are different commentators who have tried to think what is this old path that the Lord is speaking of here.
那很多解经家就想说，想要明白说，到底这个古道啊，神在这里，主在这里所说的古道是什么
？Is it the example of David, the path that he took and that he walked?
那是不是大卫啊，他所走过的道路呢
？Or is it the path in the example of Moses that he said, "This is the old path, which is the good way"?
那或者又或者是摩西他所行过的道就被称为古道呢
？Or is it the path which Abraham took, that old path where he exercised his faith in the Lord, even to the point where he was ready to sacrifice Isaac in obedience to God？
那又或者是亚伯拉罕就是他所行过的那样的一个道那样的一个途径，那就是他甚至是顺从神来把以撒给献上。
Now, but I don't see the need to just say that this path refers to a very specific particular point in history.
那我觉得说不需要那样的就是就是直到说这个道到底是哪某一个在历史中的某一个道。
Because the examples that are cited, did they not walk in the same path?
那些已经提过的这些例子，难道他们不是走在同一条道路上吗
？Yes, they did live in different periods of history.
的确，他们是在不同的历史的不同时段。
But the path which Abraham took, the path which Moses took, and the path which David took, are they not the same path?
那就是摩西所行的道。大卫所行的道，亚伯拉罕所行过的道，难道不是同一条道吗
？What is this old path then？
那到底这古道是什么呢
？Is the path which the faithful has walked？
那也就是那有信心的人所行过的道。
It is just like in Hebrews chapter 11, we have the hall of faith of all these men of faith。
那就像在希伯来书第十一章就是有那信心伟人的就是信心伟人榜啊，让我们看到说所有历代的这些有信心的人啊都被列在当中。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible tells us that these men are the cloud of witnesses.
那在希伯来书第十二章啊，他就告诉我们说，这些人就像是云彩围绕着我们。
Where we have now our race to run, but we have this cloud of witnesses who have ran their race before us.
那虽然我们有当跑的这个路，但是这些就是这些前面的这些信心的伟人，他们已经像是云彩一样的围绕着我们，他们已经跑过了。
And it's the same path that they took.
他们也是跑了那同样的那条道路。
They walk this path in faith.
他们都凭着信心来走在这道路上。
Of course, there may be different aspects in their faith.
当然他们的所持的信心是有不同的方面。
But nevertheless, it's still the same faith, the same path that they took.
那就是无论如何仍然是同样是信心，也是同样那条道路。
But are you interested in this old path？
你是否对这个古道有兴趣呢
？Whether it be the example of David, Moses, or Abraham, are you interested in walking in that same path？
那无论是大卫、摩西或者亚伯拉罕他们所 所走过的,
the problem with many today is that they like the novelty of something new.
那问题就来到说，很多时候，许多的人都喜欢标新立异。
Somehow the excitement that comes with experiencing something new thrills our hearts.
那不是怎么样的，就是能够来经历一些新的东西，这会使到我们有那样的一个激励。
That's why even in planning for an activity, sometimes we have to keep thinking of new creative ideas.
那也就因为这样，我们有的时候在安排或者说在策划一些活动的时候，我们都会想到说，会是不是有新的构思？
You know, this year church camp is almost up.
那今年的营会已经快要结束了。
I don't know whether you are looking forward to next year's one already.
我不知道你是不是在期盼这明年的呢？
So then now we have to start to think on Wednesday night, what should we do?
那我们这时候就要开始来想了，到在星期三晚上我们要做些什么？
I heard in the past they used to have nothing.
我听说在过去他们原本是什么都没有。
Then after that, they have some like fruit feast.
那之后他们就是有一些水果大餐。
After that, they have durian feast.
那之后他们就有榴莲大餐。
But now because durian is so expensive, no, now we have kampong night.
那现在榴莲这么贵，那我们就有这个甘榜之夜。
I trust that you all enjoyed that kampong night. I saw, you know, it seemed like, yeah, many had a good time.
我相信你们都就是喜欢那样那个甘榜之夜。那我看到说许多人都
But next year, Kampong Night again?
明年我们继续有甘榜之夜?
Then after that, the following year again?
之后再一年也一样?
I suspect that maybe next year, maybe still okay.
我怀疑说可能明年还好。
But then following year, people will start complaining.
如果接下来那一年又是一样的话, 人家可能就要投诉。
Can we do something new?
人家就会问说, 要不要我们做一些新的东西?
Every year, satay?
每一年都吃沙爹。
So change and think. So then the committee has to think, okay, what new creative ideas can we have to have on Wednesday night?
然后那些委员会就要在那里想说，哎呀，星期三晚上我们要做什么样的有创意的一些安排呢？
So maybe if you have any suggestion, you can suggest to the committee.
所以如果你有什么样的一些提议，你可以向委员会来提。
But why do we want something new just for the sake of something new?
我们为什么要有一些新的东西？只因为要有，就是为了要有新的。
Now these things are fine.
那这些都是好的。
But when it comes to our faith and our walk with God, then it becomes dangerous.
然后如果来到说我们的信心，我们与神的同行呢，这样的事情就非常危险。
It's a great Spurgeon who said that there's nothing new in theology except that which is false.
那斯布森牧师他就说，在神学的里面没有新的东西，除非是有那错误的假的。
You know, for theologians, in order to earn their doctorates, one thing that they have to do is to write papers.
那你知道吗？对一些神学家。 那为了得到他们博士的这样的一个学位，其中一样东西就是他们必须写一些的论文。And
when they have to write these papers, they have to come up with something new.
当他们写这些论文的时候，他们必须提出一些新的观点。And
sometimes there is nothing new really that they can write about, so they have to try to imagine of something new in their minds just to write a paper.
那有的时候的确是没有什么新的可以让他们写了，那因此他们就要凭着他们的脑海去想出一些东西来，好叫他们能够呈上那样的一个论文。
This is the result, and this resulted in all this kind of new and false teachings that is so common and rampant among Christianity today.
那这就造成许多的这些假道，这些在基督教界里面许许多多的这些错误的道理，今天我们所看到的。
Why don't you just simply walk in the old paths that you know so clearly shown and revealed in God's word?
你何不继续走在这古道上，是非常清楚的，在神的话语、神的道里面向我们已经向我们阐明的。
The alarm is sounded.
让那个警钟已经被敲响了。
Walk in the old path.
行在那 古道上,
return to these old ways.
回到这古道上,
this is the path of faith.
这是信心之道,
this is the path of obedience.
这是顺从之道,
you don't have to trust in Assyria or Egypt.
你不需要来信靠亚述或者是埃及。
Trust in the Lord, even though the Babylonians are coming, but you trust in the Lord.
要相信耶和华，要依靠耶和华。虽然巴比伦人要来到，
repent of your sin and turn back to the Lord.
来为着你的罪来悔改，回转归向神。
Do you remember the old paths and the old times where you enjoy such close and wonderful fellowship with the Lord?
你还记得那古道，就是你曾经享受与 耶和华相交团契的那道吗？
The book of Hosea describes how when Israel was a child, the Lord held the hand of Israel, guided Israel through the wilderness.
那何西亚书也这样的描述，当以色列仍然还是一个孩童的时候，耶和华是怎么样的牵着 他这以色列的手来经过那旷野。
But now Israel has its own king.
那这时候以色列已经有了他自己的王。
It's a powerful, mighty nation. It has rebelled and rejected against God.
他已经是强大有力的一个国家，他就背叛了神。
The alarm is sounded.
那个警钟已经敲响了。
Return, but will you return?
回转。 你会回转吗?
And in the next picture, in verse 17, the Bible also says, there's a watchman that is set over you.
那在圣经第十七节，让我们看到另外一个画面，就是这里说，我设立了守望的人来照管你们。
This is the watchman who sits on the watchtower, sounding the alarm.
那这守望的人，他就是坐在那 守望塔那塔上面，他已经敲起发出了那警告了。
Now this is a very simple illustration.
那这是一个非常简单的这样的一个刻画。
The watchman on the watchtower is able to see afar.
那坐在瞭望塔，坐在守望塔的这个守望的人，他可以看得远。
And when the enemy comes from afar, he can see the dust in the horizon.
那他们当这些敌军就是在远处要来的时候，他们都能够看得见。
And when they are coming, now he sounds the trumpet so that the soldiers and the armies of Israel can be ready.
那当他们趋近的时候，他们就吹起号角，好叫以色列能够 知道说能够预备来迎战这些的仇敌。
In history, we see so many examples that we know of where people just refuse to see when someone is able to identify the danger.
那我们在历史中就看到说，往往我们看到一些这样的状况，当有人已经觉察到那问题的时候，但是许多时候人都不愿意接纳。
And what has happened? The consequences that is suffered as a result of that.
那后果是什么呢？那样的一个就是承受这样的一个打击之后，结果就是要承受损伤，就是人命的伤亡。
When God has given some people the ability to discern,
当神让一些人有能力来分辨的时候，
and when they sound the warning, do you just dismiss this warning just because you cannot see it?
当这些人就是已经提出警告的时候，那你会不会说就是把它当作不一回事，因为你看不到。
What is the alarm that is being sounded today?
到底今天我们所敲起的警钟是什么呢？
Is there an alarm that is also sounded in Calvary Pandan?
在班丹建立堂是不是我们也已经开始敲起警钟了呢？
Do you all see any issues and any dangers that are surrounding our church?
你是不是看到有任何的一些事故或者是任何的一些危机围绕着我们的教会呢？
We constantly sound the alarm of enemies from without.
我们时刻都在提醒关于外来的这些仇敌。
And these are enemies that are constantly spoken of. These false movements and false teachers.
我们常常都会提到这些就是虚假的运动，这些传假道的这些教师我们都会提起这些警告。
But more dangerous than these enemies from without would always be the dangers that we face from within.
那比外来的这些仇敌更危险的就是许多时候就是我们的。就是从内部兴起的这些仇敌。
Do you realize that even during this camp, the theme of this camp is an alarm?
那你有没有觉察到说即使是在这个我们今年这回营会的主题也是一个警钟。
Receiving the word of God.
领受神的道。
The pastor,the board of elders and the session has decided on this theme because they felt that this is most appropriate for this church.
那牧师还有长老理事会及长执会认为说这是一个适合的主题，这是我们教会所需要的。
And I believe it has been said over and over again, and I believe you can yourself identify this danger and this struggle for a church like Pandan.
那这已经一而再再三被提醒，那么提起，那我也相信说，你也意识到说，这是对我们的教会，对巴南教会来讲是重要的。
For a church like Calvary Pandan, I don't think the issue is the lack of knowledge.
对巴南加列堂来讲，我想我们的问题不是说我们缺乏知识。
It's why you all can do quite well in the quiz.
这也是因为为什么你们在这些一些的圣经知识的这些测试上都能够得到好成绩。
Right, on Tuesday they had this Pandan Cup quiz thing.
就在星期二就是下午有这个所谓的班丹杯的这样的一个圣经知识的切磋。
I'm not sure how many actually studied for it.
我不知道有多少人是为这项目来就是去研读。
But if you didn't study for it, and then you know all these answers, actually is quite impressive.
那如果你没有刻意的去研读，而你却知道这些的答案那实在是就是非常好的。
For a church like Calvary Pandan, I don't think that knowledge itself is the biggest issue.
我想在班丹加列堂我们就是知识对我来讲并不缺乏。
But I wonder whether we have actually received God's word.
那我在想，到底我们是不是真的已经领受了神的道
？We know God's word, but have we actually received it?
我们知道神的道，但是我们是不是已经领受了呢？
Do we just merely ask questions about it and debate and discuss about it, but have we received it?
我们是不是只是单单就是为这些事情来这些来发一些的问题，那么我们甚至是讨论辩论就这样而已嘛。
That's why this alarm is sounded.
那一直这样的一个警钟被敲醒。
Receive the word.
要来领受神的道。
But what is your response?
你的反应你的回应是什么？
Like a child, the children of Israel says, "We will not walk therein; we will not hearken."
那就像以色列他们就说我们就是不听，我们也不行在其中。
You know, this is I have some friends who are now parents.
我有一些朋友，他们都已经成为父母了。
And they share that one of the earliest things that children learn to say and do is I don't want.
其中一样东西孩子学习到就是说的就是我不要。
I do not know who teach them.
我也不知道谁教导他们。
Grandparents who take care of grandchildren also, I'm sure you know.
那些做爷爷奶奶的，我相信你们也知道这一点。
They know how to say I don't want.
他们会说我不要。
And this is what Israel just simply say, we will not hearken, we will not walk in it.
那这也是以色列他们这样讲，我们不听，我们也不行在其中。
There's no explanation that they gave.
他们也不给任何的理由。
They just simply so willfully and stubbornly refuse the Lord.
他们就是这样单单的，就是这样刻意的，而且是就是这样的来拒绝神。
And when you refuse the Lord, what happens?
那如果你拒绝耶和华的话，会有什么后果呢？
Now from verse 18 to verse 20, the Lord pronounces an indictment upon them.
那在18到20节。 那神就来向他们来宣判。
This is like a scolding from the Lord.
那这是神给他们的责备。
The Lord now says in verse 18, Hear ye nations, and know, all congregation, what is among them.
那在第18节，这里耶和华说，列国啊，因此你们当听会众啊，要知道你们必遭遇的事。
Now this is a very interesting call because the Lord calls the nations.
那这是很有趣的，因为耶和华在呼吁列国。
So it's not just merely the Lord calls Israel to see, but the Lord calls the nations to see.
那不只是耶和华呼吁以色列来看，而是呼吁列国。
And you see also in verse 19, there's a very interesting picture because the Lord says, "Hear, O earth."
那我们看第十九节也是很有趣的，在这里，耶和华就说到说地啊，当听。
And then God says, "I will bring evil upon this people."
那神就继续说，我必使灾祸临到这百姓。
But do you notice who God was calling?
你知道神在呼吁谁吗？
God did not call Israel directly.
他不是在呼吁，没有直接呼吁以色列。
We all know that there's a way of scolding people indirectly.
我们都知道说，可以用某一些，就是有这样的一个方法，就是间接的来，就是责备人。
Sometimes parents may do that, although I'm not sure whether it's encouraged because you may not do it properly.
那有的时候做父母的也会这么做，当然我真的是有的时候在怀疑到底这样做。
For example, if your first child has done something that is very naughty,
那举个例子，如果你的第一个孩子做了一些很顽皮的事情，
you want to show him that he has done something wrong, how do you show him?
你要让他看到说他已经做了一些错的事情，你要怎样来让他看到呢？
You scold your second child based on what the first child has done wrong.
那你就骂那第二个孩子，就按照第一个孩子所犯的错来骂第二个孩子。
And then you tell your second child, don't be like this first child who has done this or that.
那你就告诉你的第二个孩子说，不要像这个第一个孩子这样，他做了这事，做了那事。
Do you know this is like an indirect way of scolding?
你知道吗？这就是好像是间接的来，就是责骂。
Israel is the one who has sinned.
以色列是那已经
But God calls the earth, Hear, O earth, I will bring evil upon these people.
那神就呼吁地说，地啊，当听，我必使灾祸临到这百姓。
God was so filled with indignation upon Israel that he did not address Israel directly to show them the severity of their crimes.
那神是充满为因着以色列而充满怒气，他却没有直接的把 怒气发在这以色列的身上。
And the danger now continues in verse 20. The people continue to bring incense before the Lord.
那第二十节就说到说，那些人继续的，就是把一些的祭都带到神那里。
Now the incense from Sheba describes this spices or special incense that is brought, which is used for sometimes the sacrifice of the meat offerings.
那这里就提到说，是一些从示巴来的这些乳香。那有的时候就是把是这些香料是把它放在这个要献的这些祭物里面。
Now, the sweet cane is not necessarily mentioned in the Bible, but it describes something that's very fragrant.
那在这里也提到这个菖蒲呀，在或者这里的翻译说是甘蔗。那么在圣经没有特别的在描述它。
But it could refer to something that has some fragrance that can be used also in the preparation of the holy incense.
那也可能是用来就是预备那圣香膏的。
In other words, these are basically incense and spices that is used for worship.
那这些就是一些香料是用来敬拜的。
So the people were still worshiping God.
那那些人仍然还在敬拜神。
But it was only in form.
那只是在形式上。
And God says that all these things do not impress him.
那神说这一切都就是他都不喜悦。
You know, my friends, if you reject God's word,
朋友们啊，如果你拒绝神的道，
even all your acts and show of worship is considered rebellion to the Lord.
那即使是你所行的一切，你所做的敬拜，在神的眼里都是看为是叛逆的。
Sometimes in our corruption, we think that we can even bribe God.
有的时候我们在我们的腐败的当中，我们还以为说我们能够来贿赂神。
I hope this is not your attitude when you give your offerings.
我希望你在奉献的时候，这不是你的心态。
You have not been faithful to the Lord. You have been disobedient.
你对神不忠，你就是不顺服神。
And then you think that just by giving your offerings, the Lord will be appeased.
你以为说你只要 就是来奉献，神就能够息怒。
Do you think you can buy the heart of God like how you can buy a man?
你以为说你能够来买通神，好像你买通人一样吗？
Sometimes we think that we in our acts of service, it can absolve us of the guilt of our sin.
有的时候我们以为说我们借着我们的一些服事的行为，来抵消我们的这些罪疚。
All these acts of service will not impress the Lord.
那这些服事的行为都不会得到神的喜悦。
Instead, what God says is that He will send them judgment.
反过来是神说要他必定会降下刑罚。
In verse 21, all the way to the end, in verse 30, actually the Bible describes the enemy that will come from the north.
那在21到30节，其实 圣经是在描述那个从北方来的仇敌。
But verse 21 itself tells us and warns us of this enemy already.
那在21节这边就已经告诉我们，而且是向我们提出警告关于这样的一个仇敌。
This enemy would be the Babylonian Empire.
这一个仇敌就是那巴比伦王国。
And while this is an enemy that will come from the north, it is the Lord who used this enemy as his instrument to judge Israel.
那虽然这个仇敌是从远处来的，而是神使用这个仇敌来当为一个审判的工具。
God says he will lay a stumbling block.
那神说他要立下一个绊脚石。
This stumbling block will stop Israel in their sin.
那这样的一个绊脚石是会使到以色列停止犯罪。
This is a chastisement from the Lord.
那这是从神来的管教。
And the Bible here emphasizes that there's a totality of this judgment where fathers and sons together shall fall.
那在这里圣经就描述一个全面性的这样的一个审判，就让我们看到说父亲和儿子都要一同跌在其上。
My friends, you need to realize that when you begin rejecting and rebelling against God's word, it only hurts yourself.
那朋友们，你要知道，你必须知道的说，如果你开始就是来就是拒绝神的道，你就是顽抗神的道呢，你那审判就是你首先是指就是指伤害你自己。
And this is a chastisement from the Lord.
那这是从神来的管教。
But even this chastisement is of the Lord's mercy.
即使是这样的一个管教，也是出自神的怜悯。
When you have been so used to lying,
如果你是一个就是惯性的说谎。
And Scripture warns against this kind of lying.
而圣经也警告说，对这样的一些谎言发出警告。
You refuse to hear it.
你却不愿意听。
Then is it only until you experience the hurt amongst your friends and the people around you that you realize the severity of it?
那是不是要等到你经历说你周围的人他们受到伤害了你才意识到说这些事情是何等严重。
Because I've seen it before.
因为我看过这样的事情。
There are people who can listen to God's word even on the same topic.
那有一些人他们能够来听神的道甚至是同样的一个题目。
And they can even discuss about it.
他们即使甚至可以一起的来讨论。
And somehow they're able to apply the truth to everyone else but themselves.
那又他们不是怎么都是能够把它应用在所有其他的人身上就是不包括他自己。
They are so stubborn.
他们是那样的顽固。
Until the sin is confronted.
直到这样的一个罪被指出来。
You know, you cannot get away with your lying and deception.
你知道吗？你要你的欺骗你的这些谎言，你是逃你是不能够逃过的。
It's so common when one person plays both sides. When one person plays both sides means that he goes to this person A and talks bad about person B, and then he goes to person B and then he talks bad about person A.
实在常见的就是有的人他会就是到某一个人的那边就说另外一个人的坏话，那又到另外一个人那里又说之前那个人的坏话。
And then initially both of them will hate each other.
那开始这两者就恨恶彼此的恨恶。
Until both of them come one day they confront each other and then they talk and then they realize that everything that they have been hearing and listening comes from this person.
那直到这两者就是最后来到一起继续面对面的时候，他们才发觉了说，哎，他们一直所听到的这一些事情都是其实是出自这人。
At the end of the day, this person would hurt himself.
那最后这个说谎言的人自己就要就是受到伤害。
There are so many other consequences of sin because we simply do not listen.
我们看到说有很多其他因为罪所带来的后果，往往都是因为我们不愿意听。
But do you know that this is also the Lord's mercy?
你知道吗？其实这也是神，神的恩慈。
This will cause Israel to stop in their idolatry and sin.
这会使到以色列就是停止他们祭拜偶像，停止他们犯罪。
If God simply did not do anything and let sin take its full course, what will happen to Israel?
如果神不做任何事情，那就让这样的一个罪恶继续的来到极点的话。那以色列会怎么样呢？
When God intervenes in your life,
当神介入你的生命，
and sometimes this may even come through very painful chastisement.
那神甚至有的时候这是一些非常沉痛的一些管教。
Then quickly hearken to it.
那你要快快的来听。
If you do not receive the word of God,
如果你不领受神的道，
these are the dangers.That stands before you.
那这些都是在你眼前要呈现的危机。
Now, throughout this camp, we already have been sharing with you why we ought to and the blessings that comes in receiving God's word.
那在这个营会当中，我们都一直提到说为什么你应当来领受神的道，而且你领受神的道所将得的福气。
But if you still refuse to, then do you know that these are the dangers that lies ahead of you?
那如果你仍然是不愿意，那你知道吗？这一些就是在你前面在你面前你将要面对的这些危机。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
O Lord, our God.
神啊，我们主啊，我们的神。
Help us to not be like stubborn Israel.
求主帮助我们不要像这顽梗的以色列。
They were stiff-necked and rebellious.
他们硬着颈项，他们是叛逆的。
Sometimes we realize that we are like that as well.
有的时候我们也看到我们自己也是这样。
It's so easy to see the pride of others.
要看到别人的骄傲是很容易。
And not realizing that we too have been proud.
却有的时候却没有意识到说自己也是骄傲的。
And O Lord, if we have been proud towards thy word,
主啊，若我们对你的道我们起一个骄傲的心，
we pray that thou will humble us.
我们求主你谦卑我们。
Help us to hearken to thy warning that is sounded out.
求主帮助我们愿意听那已经发出来的这个警告。
And the rebuke that thou issue in thy word exposing who we are.
那你借着你的道来责备来揭露我们真正的身份的时候。
And we pray that we don't have to experience the pain of the consequences of sin.
我们求就是求主帮助我们，好像我们不需要来担负那罪所带来的恶果。
But we thank thee that even in thy chastisement, it is out of love.
我们然后我们感谢你，因为若是因为这些都是出自这些的管教也是出自你的爱。
And we pray that thou will draw us back to thyself.
我们也求主来帮助我们，让我们能够因此被吸引来靠近你。
So help us to hearken to thy word, O Lord.
主啊，求主帮助我们来聆听你的道。
We pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name.
我们是奉靠耶稣的圣名来祷告。
Amen. Amen.